Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As the California legislature wraps up its 2011 session, pro-family groups are hoping to convince the governor to veto several bills that trample parental rights and undermine family values. As we analyze these bills, let's remember that the same forces have existed for years in the Montana legislature. It's easy to write these ideas off as just another example of how wacky California's legislators are, but the truth is that similar bills have been killed by very narrow margins right here in Montana over the past 20 years. The first is California Senate Bill 651, which would get rid of all legal distinctions between homosexual couples and traditional married couples. Worse yet, it would allow children to become domestic partners. Remember, this isn't some pie-in-the-sky idea. This bill has already passed both houses of the California legislature and simply needs the governor's signature to become law. Similar bills to create same-sex civil unions have failed repeatedly in the Montana legislature, so the ACLU recently filed a lawsuit in state district court to force same-sex civil unions on the people of our state. The suit failed in district court and is currently on appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. Another brilliant bill passed by the California legislature was Assembly Bill 499, which would allow school staff and nurses to give Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, to girls as young as 12 without parental permission. This continues the trend of government placing itself squarely between parents and their children. Forget the fact that Gardasil has been linked to 68 deaths and 18,000 adverse reactions. This goes to the core of family values. In the 1950s, father knew best. Now, in 2011, the entire California legislature just decided that government knows best. A third new bill already signed into law is spinning off all kinds of unintended consequences, or intended consequences, depending on your point of view. The new law requires school districts to include the contributions of homosexuals in their social studies curriculum. This led to the implementation of curriculum in the Los Angeles Unified School District that promotes homosexuality under the guise of an anti-bullying program. We've killed anti-bullying legislation repeatedly in Montana over the past decade because it's nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to force the homosexual agenda down the throats of elementary school students. This is now happening in Helena, where the newly enacted comprehensive sex education curriculum begins introducing kids to homosexuality in the first grade. All of these bills threaten two foundational principles. First, the right of parents to raise their children as they see fit, and second, the right of citizens to enjoy the right of religious freedom. Schools should not be allowed to undermine the authority of parents in the church by teaching values that are contrary to the family's deeply held beliefs. At odds are two fundamentally different worldviews, one that exalts God and the other that exalts man. If we let our guard down, it won't be long before we have California values enshrined in Montana law. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.